climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Joining me in the studio right now is Macy Latham. She's a registered dietitian, and she is here to shed some light on eating during the holidays. And Macy, I think we all at one time or another have some issues with that because there's so much good food. But emotions also play into that a little bit. Now, I understand that you specialize in intuitive eating. Help us understand what that is.
Absolutely. Intuitive eating is getting to reconnect with your body and really understand what your body needs and how you can support it, as well as understanding the outside influences like emotional eating and eating around the holidays that can sometimes influence listening to your hunger and fullness cues. And so we talk about, you know, relationships with family. We talk about your relationship with food and your relationship with your body image, and all of that plays into being able to really tune into your body and acknowledge and listen and respect those hunger signals. And the holidays especially tend to throw that off, and there's so many things going on, so many different foods, especially if you are in any way restricting your foods, whether it's the type of foods or the amounts of food. The holidays can be really stressful.
Oh, yes. I love that you're talking about tuning into what your body needs. So often when it comes to health and nutrition, people jump on these fad diets and think that it's one size fits all. And that can get really discouraging if you're not having the same success as somebody else. And just because you hit a certain number on the scale does not mean that you're healthy.
Absolutely. A lot of times, in order to get a certain number on the scale, we have to do really unhealthy things. Restricting yourself from foods, especially foods that you love, is not healthy or sustainable. And so with intuitive eating, we like to find the balance of supporting your energy levels, supporting your hunger and fullness, as well as including all of the foods that you enjoy, especially nostalgic foods like the ones we see around the holidays.
Those become such a big part of the holidays. If you think about it, a lot of our family traditions during the holidays are centered around food. So if you're trying to completely kick those things to the curb, it would seem to me that you're almost setting yourself up for failure.
Oh, absolutely. And so many fad diets, whether it's around the holidays or any other time of the year, set you up for failure because they eliminate all of those foods that you love so much and are so important for our cultures and our traditions and just living and enjoying your life.
And that is what we should all be working towards, living and enjoying our lives. I mean, trying to make this restrictive fad diet work, in my book, that does not contribute to the joy of your life. It's so frustrating. So I'm a big fan of this idea of balance and giving your body what it needs. How do you help people, Macy, tap in to knowing what their body needs? I mean, we have these guidelines, but as you're pointing out, everybody is different. So how do you get someone to that point of listening to their body?
So a lot of times the best way to start, and sometimes even the hardest part for people, is starting with 3 meals a day. And for a lot of my clients that struggle with eating breakfast or eating lunch, I a lot of times say, like, I don't even care what you eat. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's McDonald's or whatever. Because when we start with having those 3 meals, then we can start to add things in and incorporate the foods that they enjoy and try new foods, because variety is also very, very important. But that gives us a basis so that it's taking out any dramatic hunger that happens when we skip meals and gets you to a place where you can start to listen to your body. Your body can also start to trust you. A lot of times when we don't feed our body consistently, our hunger signals can kind of shut off, or they get really hard to hear, for lack of a better word. And so when we feed ourselves consistently throughout the day, then it allows our body to get comfortable and relax and start to communicate with us better. And for us to also be able to start hearing those signals and paying attention to, okay, how did this meal make me feel? You know, do I need more food? Am I having enough energy? Am I feeling good? Is the variety satisfying for me? Or is there something else that we need to add there? And really once we get those meals established, then it's about asking questions. And those questions lead us to tuning into that individual's body and what they need.
I've got to believe that part of what you have to do is shatter some stereotypes, because culturally speaking, we tend to associate more food with more weight gain. And yet, what you're suggesting here is that by giving our body what it needs, that's going to help us be our best self. Is it hard for people sometimes to understand that they need to eat more?
Oh, absolutely. I think especially as women, I work with a lot of women, we've always been told to eat less and exercise more. And that's led to a group of women that as a whole that are very burnt out, very tired. They don't have energy to exercise. They don't have energy to play with their kids or all the things that they want to do because they're constantly trying to eat less. And when you eat less, food is calories and calories is energy. And that's what our body needs to be able to support us and our goals and what we want to do. And when we do balance that out, sometimes we see a little bit of weight gain, especially if your body's been stressed
and deprived.
And underfed for a long time, then yeah, sometimes there is some weight gain. But if that leads to, you know, more activity levels and more enjoyable quality of life, and a lot of times better lab, like blood lab work, then it's better.
Right.
And so that is really hard to break through, because as women especially, we're so focused on our appearance and making it fit this very specific mold. But when we set some of that aside and start to focus more on how we feel and what kind of life we want to live and what foods we want to be part of that life, then it kind of changes our priorities.
And Macy, I've got to believe we are a multitasking society. We are on the go. And that sometimes makes it hard for people to get that nutrition in because, as you mentioned, they might be running through a drive-thru. What tips do you have for people who are on the go and busy to manage their nutrition?
So I like to start with asking what you can add. And so if you're going through the drive-thru or if you're just looking in the fridge trying to figure out what to eat, ask yourself first what sounds good, grab that, and then always ask yourself what you can add. Can you add a side salad? Can you add some baby carrots? Can you add some more protein or some more fiber? Those tend to be the things that we miss out on the most. And just looking for adding variety into your eating.
And that's got to be very freeing, I would think, to people. Just hearing this, for me, I love the approach, because I think you hear diets and it almost sends you into a panic because you think, I'm going to be miserable for the next 2 months or however long I'm on this diet. And you're taking this, flipping the script and saying, it's not about going on a diet, it's about a lifestyle change. And that's probably where the success happens.
Oh, absolutely. It makes it so much easier to be maintainable because it is more personalized to you and your food preferences and what you want your life to look like. And it's much more customized than our fad diets.
Yeah, those fad diets might get the quick results, but honestly, we all know that they are not maintainable. You cannot keep that up forever. But when you make these lifestyle changes, then you can keep that up and continue on with the healthy approach. We are going to take a quick break, but Macy, do you have a moment? We'll keep you in studio because I would love to chat more about what we can do during the holidays to not get too far off track.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back.